ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धश्च ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स पदन्तिकं वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगौरन वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथनितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदं सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च। नमो ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्तदेशतारिणे गुरुवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नष्टप्रायेषु अभेत्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नष्टिकी। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तत जयम् उदीरयेत्। मुखं करोति वाचलं पुङ्गं लङ्घयति गिरिं जत्कृपातमं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं हरिं तत्सत्। So today we will discuss from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Kanta, chapter 20, text number 13. Okay. I am audible? Yes? Jalasthalokasya sarve नवबरिणि सेवया अभिव्रन् रुचिरं रूपं यथा हरिणि सेवया। ट्रांसलेट सिनोनिम्स जल ऑफ द वाटर स्थल एंड द लैंड अक्षः द रेसिडेंस सर्वे अल नव न्यू बारी ऑफ द वाटर निशे भया बाय टेकिंग रिसोर्स अभिभ्रण They took on Ruchiram, attractive, Rupam, form, Jatha, just as, Hari Nishe Baya, by rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation: as all creators of the land and water took advantage of the newly fallen rain water, their forms became attractive and pleasing. Just as a devotee becomes beautiful by engaging in the service of the Supreme Lord. Purport: Srila Prabhupada comments as follows. We have practical experience of this with our students in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Before becoming students, they were dirty looking, although they had naturally beautiful personal features. But due to having no information of Krishna consciousness, they appeared very dirty and wretched. Since they have taken to Krishna consciousness, their health has improved. And by following the rules and regulations, they have increased their bodily luster. When they are dressed with saffron-colored cloth, with tilaka on their forehead and beads in their hands and on their necks, they look exactly as if they have come directly from Vaikuntha Loka. Hare Krishna. So, this Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 20, is described the beauty of Vrindavan during autumn and the rainy seasons. So, before this chapter 20, 18 and 19 was summer season. In first sloka, we can see cowherd boys, they are narrating how Lord Krishna and Balaram delivered them from the forest fire, and Lord Balaram, how he killed demon Balaram Basura in Bandirban. So chapter 18, Lord Balaram killed demon Balaram Basura, and chapter 19, Lord Krishna delivering cowherd boys from the forest fire. When this incident happened? During summer season. So, in this chapter 20, Sukadev Goswami described the beauty of Vrindavan during autumn and the rainy season. So, few days ago, Saturday evening, rain was falling in Vrindavan, right? For 3 days. Saturday evening started again, Sunday for some time, Monday, and until Tuesday early morning. That time we was feeling very pleasing, and before scorching heat, 40 degrees Celsius, 44 degrees Celsius, like burning sand, you cannot step. So after rainfall, we was feeling very happy, right? So the first part of this chapter, from verse number 1 to 31, describe the rainy season. And the second part of this verse, this unit, chapter 20, 32 to 49, verse number 32 to 49, has been dealing with the autumn season. So devotee, when they perform devotional activities and they follow the rules and regulations properly, naturally from their face, beauty come out. Rays come out. We put tilak on our forehead. Two line is there, right? One and two. What indicate these two line? lotus feet of Lord Krishna, and these lips Tulsi Maharani. So we are wearing Tulsi, we are wearing tilaka on our forehead. These two lines is Lord Krishna's lotus feet, and on Lord Krishna's lotus feet Tulsi Maharani, Tulsi leaves. When we wear 12 part of our body tilaka, that time we become like a Vaishnava. We become Vaishnava. It is mentioned in the Shastra, if devotee use tilak on their 12 part of their body, they never go to hellish planet. Jamaduta never come to them. If they wear Kanthi mala, tulsi, neck belt, when we take bath, when water touch tulsi bit and coming down, immediately we will get 7 holy river taking bath. We will get the benefit. How important tulsi bit? It is mentioned in Purana, if one bit, one touching in our body, Jamaduta never come to him. Without tulsi leaves, when we offer bhoga to Lord Krishna, without tulsi leaves, Lord does not accept any bhoga. How important tulsi? I remember when I was in Brahmacharya Ashram in Goshala, my incharge was Shubha Krishna Prabhu, 2013. So he told me, Prabhu, you can stay with us, but I have two conditions. What is that two conditions? Early morning you have to wake up 2 o'clock and you have to chant with us together. And number two, you have to complete your seva proper time. These two things you have to do. I told, okay, Prabhu. And we wake up early morning 2 o'clock. Maximum devotee before Mangal Arati, they completed their 16 round. Because early morning, 2:45, when devotee chant japa, that time called Jiva Muhurta, Amritam Kal. Shubhakshami Maharaj said, if you want to feel taste, japa taste, you should wake up early morning before Mangal Arati, you should complete your chanting, then you can feel taste. Early morning, Brahma Muhurta means Satya Guna. And noontime Rajaguna, evening time Tamaguna. That's why devotee, every day they wake up early morning. Put tilak, come to temple, attend Mangal Arati, chanting japa, darshanarati, guru puja, and Srimad Bhagavatam. After Mahaprasad Govinde, Mahaprasad. This is the system, regulated system. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, just you think what we was before Krishna consciousness. And after Krishna consciousness, how we change our life. So now we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. According to Padma Purana, when devotee come to Vrindavan, especially devotees, Gauriya Vaishnavas, they visit three important deities, right? Madan Mohan, Govinda and Gopinath. Seven temples. Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopinath, Radha Raman, Radha Gokulananda, Radha Shamsundar, Radha Damodar, yes, Radha Vinod. This is called Shapta Devalaya. So we take darshan first deity, Madan Mohan. So Madan Mohan is resembled from Lord Krishna's feet to navel, Shambhanda Gyan. Then Govinda, lotus face, Lord Krishna's beautiful lotus face. Then Gopinath, from navel to chest, playing his flute, Prayojana deity. So like this way, we also worship deity in altar from the feet to navel, then head, right? Then after seven times, from feet to head. Like this way we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from 1st Skanda to 12th Skanda. So Srimad Bhagavatam, first sloka begin from Janma Adi Asya Jataha Sattam Param Dimahi. And Srimad Bhagavatam last kanta, 12th kanta, last chapter, before 2-3 verse, last verse, there also mentioned Sattam Param Dimahi. This Srimad Bhagavatam started from Sattam Param Dimahi and complete also Sattam Param Dimahi. According to Padma Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam first 2 skanta is Lord Krishna's lotus feet, and 3 and 4 Lord Krishna's thigh, and 5 Lord Krishna's navel, and 6 kanta is Lord Krishna's chest, and 7 and 8 kanta is Lord Krishna's arms, and 9 Lord Krishna's throat, and this 10th kanta is Lord Krishna's beautiful smiling face. Now we are seeing Lord Krishna's beautiful smiling face. And 11th kanta is Lord Krishna's forehead, and 12th kanta is Lord Krishna's head, Lord Krishna's original form. Many incarnations comes, they perform their activities and they goes back. Lord Narasimhadev appeared, he performed his activities, he goes back. Lord Brahmadev, he came, he performed his activities, he goes back. Right? Lord Rishabhdev, he came, he performed his activities, he gave instruction to his 100 sons. Tapa Dibbam Putra Gajayana Sattam Suddev. My dear sons, you got this human life, human body to perform austerity. Don't waste this body like hogs and dogs. You should utilize every moment. Then Matsavatar came, performed his activities and goes back. But this Srimad Bhagavatam, all incarnation in one book. If we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see all incarnation here. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the last contribution of Srila Vyasadeva. Srimad Bhagavatam Nigama Kalpataru Galitam Phalam Idam. In the beginning, introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva given the information that this Srimad Bhagavatam Nigama Kalpataru Galitam Phalam Idam. Nigama means Veda. Compare the Vedas as a tree, Nigama, where we can get many fruits. This Srimad Bhagavatam is described as Nigama Kalpataru Galitam Phalam Idam. In material world, there are many different types of trees, fruits and flowers. But we can get one types of fruits or one types of flower from a particular types of tree. But there is another tree that is in the spiritual world called desire tree. Whatever we want from that tree, we can get. That is called Kalpataru. Spiritual world description is there in the Brahma Samhita 5.29. Chintamani pakara satmasu kalpa vriksha laksha vitesu surabhi rabhi palayantam lakshmi sahasra satasamrama sevamanam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Chintamani pakara satmasu kalpa vriksha. That the trees are Kalpa Vriksha. Nigama Kalpataru or Kalpa Vriksha. Same thing. There is no difference. Kalpataru and Kalpa Vriksha. Nigama means Veda, Vedas means knowledge. From the Vedas we can get all kind of knowledge, both material and spiritual. Therefore, it is called Vedas, knowledge. That tree of knowledge, the ripened fruits is what? Srimad Bhagavatam, ripened fruits. Srimad Bhagavatam is written by Vyasadev after writing four Vedas, 18 Puranas, under 8 Upanishads, Vedanta Sutras, Mahabharata. He set up Bhagavad Gita in Mahabharata. After compiling all this Vedic literature, Srila Vyasadev, he was not satisfied. Why? Why he was not satisfied? His spiritual master, Narad Muni, came and he advised him to describe the activities of Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. He did not describe Lord pastime. That's why he was unsatisfied. He was not satisfied. So now we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam. Now we are in rainy season. So after the dry summer season, the peacocks become jubilant with the arrival of the first thundering rain clouds, and thus they dance in great happiness. How many of you have been in Terkadamba near Nandagram? There, did you see peacocks? Did you see how peacocks dancing? I have seen. So Lord Krishna, he used to come to Kadamba and he was standing beneath the Kadamba tree and he was playing his flute. He was calling his coward boyfriends. After that, he climbed end of the branch of Kadamba tree and he was chanting in jewel beat. We chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 108 times in Tulsi beat. Lord Krishna also chant 108 names in jewel beat. We chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and Lord Krishna chant which mantra? Yes, Lord Krishna chant cow mantras. Because his father Nanda Maharaj, he had 9 lakhs cows. And Lord Krishna chant group leader's name, 108 group leader. When Lord Krishna chant Lali, then reddish color cows give answer, Hamba, that means I am coming. When Krishna chant second beat, Pili, Hamba, I am coming. Like this way, when Krishna chant 108 names, all group leaders name, immediately 9 lakhs cow assemble there. Rupa Goswami, he written Nectar of Devotion under that tree. If you go to Terkadamba, there is one small shade. It is called Dumur tree. There they put Krishna Balaram deity. And left side is Rupa Goswami's temple. Actually, Rupa Goswami performed his austerity. He was written the book, right side there is one Rasa Mandala. In between there you can see one hole. In that hole one baby Kadamba tree. Exactly that place Rupa Goswami written Nectar of Devotion books. Senior Gauriya Vaishnava says, when devotees go there, they chant one round japa, immediately they will get 9 lakhs japa benefit. How?
Because Lord Krishna have chanted 108 names of cow mantra, and immediately 9 lakh cow assemble there. Clear? Every year during Kartik time, from BIH, they take devotee for japa retreat. Sachinanda Swami, he performs japa retreat with devotees. If you want to get benefit, japa benefit, please go there, visit the Tat Kadamba, where Rupa Goswami perform his tapasya. Very, very beautiful place. There is one kunda, Tat Kadamba kunda. Krishna Balaram last time come there with their coward boyfriends. They feel hot, they take bath in Tat Kadamba kunda. After they sit together, like a lotus petals, Krishna Balaram in center, they take their last prasadam. Here in this Srimad Bhagavatam, verse number 28 and 29, there is mentioned, Lord Krishna, surrounded by his cows and covered boyfriends, and accompanied by Sri Balaram, they entered forest to enjoy their pastimes. So we are practicing devotional service, right? To come to one platform, devotional platform. So we have practical experience that many of us were dirty and morose previous to our coming to Krishna consciousness. Just think, before coming, what we was. But having come in contact with devotees, we are now dancing like jubilant peacocks. You see, darshanatun time, devotees dance very happily, right? They feel happy from their heart. They understand their what is purpose of this body. They understand how to serve deity, how to associate with devotees, how to become perfect. In the evening, during Gaur Arati time, they also dance very happily. Jaya Gauro Nitai, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Radha Shyam Sundar, right? They sing happily. An advanced devotee of Lord Krishna is not shaken from his devotional program by disturbing conditions. During practicing devotional life, so many disturbances will come. You should understand that is testing. Devotee accepts all reverses in life as the mercy of Lord Krishna. By realizing that all suffering is due to the sufferer's own previous misdeeds. We are suffering here due to our past misdeeds. Anyone no can change his karma. Any demigod no can change his karma. Except Lord Krishna. Karmana jayate jantu karmanaiva praliyate sukham dukham bhayam shamam karmanaiva avipaddate. It is by the force of karma that a living entity takes birth, and it is by karma alone that he meets his destruction, his happiness, distress, fear, and sense of security. All arise as the effects of karma.
Tatte anukampam susamikshamano bhunjano evatma kritam vipakam ridbhag bapur bhir vidodhano namaste jivetayo mukti pade sadaya bhag.
Lord Brahma is praying to Lord Krishna. My dear Lord, when one is earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances, from his heart, words and body. It is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. We should surrender to Lord Krishna's lotus feet. We should surrender to our spiritual master's lotus feet. We should surrender to senior Vaishnava's lotus feet, those who are exalted. Mahat Seva Dharam Ahur Vimakte. We should serve devotees. By their mercy, we can change our life. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastri Kai, Labo Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. By associating devotees, we can change our life. This is very, very important. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, these three things we should remember. Who is Sadhu? Who follow the Shastra, he is Sadhu. Who is Guru? Who follow Sadhu and Shastra, he is Guru. Whatever Guru says, he says from the scripture. What Sadhu says, he says from the scripture. So, during the rainy season, water always flows from the mountains. But during the autumn season, the water sometimes flows and sometimes does not flow. Now we are in this chapter, rainy and autumn. So I am trying to explain. So similarly, great saintly teachers sometimes speak expansively on spiritual knowledge, and sometimes they are silent. The self-realized soul is closely in touch with the Supreme Soul, and according to his desires, a competent spiritual scientist may or may not describe the absolute truth, depending on the specific circumstances. If you come to spiritual master, Guru Maharaj, please give me mercy. Guru Maharaj, please give me mercy. It is not way to get mercy. I heard from my father, he went to his spiritual master. And my father told him, Guru Maharaj, please give me your mercy. And my Guru his Guru Maharaj gave answer in Bengali language. Kore pete hoy. Kore pete hoy means, do service, then get mercy. So Guru Maharaj gave you instruction, follow this four principles, do this service. We should, by our service, make happy to our spiritual master, make happy to our authority. Tad viddhi praniprateno pariprasneno sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanins tatta darshinaha. By serving them, we should make them happy. Then Tattva Drashta Guru, he will give you spiritual knowledge. Not like this, Guru must give mercy, Guru must give mercy, Prabhu give mercy. No, this is not way to get mercy. By serving them, by making them happy, then you can get the spiritual knowledge. This book, Srimad Bhagavatam, this book written by Vyasadev, he was writing this book, such an exalted knowledge, in a secluded place, very peacefully situated. And thus, this knowledge was taken by the Kshatriyas, and they were distributing. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita 4.2, as it is said, Abham parampara praptam imam rajasaya vidu. Vedic knowledge first of all taken up by the Kshatriyas. Brahmanas, they used to cultivate knowledge, and they used to advise Kshatriyas rulers, and they took it and they distributed it to the general mass of people for the elevation of spiritual platform. Actually, this is civilization. Actually, this our human life of form, not for wasting. Human life means very peaceful life without any trouble. That is Vedic civilization. Civilized person, uncivilized person. Who are civilized? Those who are following the Vedic scripture, they are civilized. Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to establish Varnashram Dharma. And that is beginning of the human civilization. Now in this age of Kali Yuga, most of people are Shudra. Janmana Jayate Shudra. Everyone is Shudra. Srila Prabhupada traveled around the world to bring Shudra classes people in Vedic social system. By established ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada met intelligent class of men, Brahman, who can teach to other three classes. You can see our body. Head department, arm department, belly department, legs department, right? Chatur Varnam Maya Srishta Guna Karma Vibhagasa. Lord Krishna, according to Guna and Karma, he established four ashram, Guna and Karma. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. The Krishna Consciousness Movement may again bring the world community to the brilliant reality of self-realized existence. Only by Krishna Consciousness, only by ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada says, in our ISKCON, Brahmana is required, Kshatriya is required, Vaishya is required, Shudra also is required. Everything is required. Just like it is given in the Shastra to keep fully equipped body. There must be head, there must be arm, there must be belly, and there must be legs. Leg is also required. Not only, brain is only required. Brain is required to direct the legs. Go this way, go that way. Brain cannot work, the legs can work. So, brain will give direction, head will be protection. Everything is required. Therefore, we have named this Krishna Consciousness Society. Society means all classes men are required. But we train them how to make life perfect. That is wanted. Not that one-sided, simply Brahmana wanted. No. Variety. In our society, variety we need from head to legs. We should properly train up Brahmana, not by caste. Those who are born in the Brahmana family, he is telling, I am Brahman. I have all qualifications. By that, born in Brahmana family, he no become a Brahmana. Brahman become by following the Vedic scripture, by training process. We should properly train a Brahman, not by caste. There should be Shama, Dama and Titiksha. Shama means mind control, Dama means sense control and Titiksha means tolerance. Vaishnava's first quality is tolerance. Shamadama Titiksha Karunika. We should give mercy to others. By Guru and Vaishnava's mercy, we came to Krishna consciousness. We are practicing devotional service. Therefore, we should be very careful. This human form of life should not be wasted even for a moment. Abhyartha Kalakham. A devotee should always be alert to see whether this time one moment passed, whether I wasted it or utilize it. There is one Hindi word, Samay ke paas itna samay nahi ki tum ki dubara de sake. One moment of our life cannot be returned in exchange of millions of dollars. We should utilize every moment. Those who are advanced in spiritual life, how much careful they should be. Therefore, Rupa Goswami has given the formula, Abhartha Kalakham. Not a single moment may be wasted without chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Those devotees who patiently follows the regulative principles of devotional service, the time will come when he will achieve the result. I can give you a practical example. One devotee, they came from Italy. 24 years before, they purchased Radha Krishna deity from Vrindavan. And they gave name, that deity is Radha Govinda. And they took it to Italy. They worship deity from their heart and soul. That Mataji and Prabhuji, they were disciples of Bhakti Charishari Maharaj. Sometime, Mataji told to her husband, I don't want to come back again in this material world. In this life, I want to go back to Krishna Loka. I don't want to come back in this material world. She was praying to the Lord. But in Italy, government, they have some rule. If some people die there, they donate their eyes, their kidney. And she heard that even they no give permission to bring their ashes to out of the country. And that Mataji become disappointed. Before coming to Vrindavan, she went to hospital, she cancelled. I don't want to donate anything from my body. She came to Vrindavan. I saw them here in Krishna Balaram temple, husband and wife both. They attend Guru Puja. They was doing parikram and take darshan deity. Before coming to Vrindavan, that Mataji took darshan Gaurnitai, our Gaurnitai. And I have performed Nishinga Jukka for that family in my rooftop in Vrindavan. Nishinga Chaturdashi Day. After Nishinga Chaturdashi Day, Radharaman's appearance day. Srinivas Acharya's appearance day was. Madhavanapuri's appearance day was. That day, daughter and father came to temple to take darshan deity. Morning time, darshanarati time. And daughter got tulsi leaves from Gaurnitai. Pujari gave her tulsi leaves. And that daughter went back to home. They were staying in Anandavan hotel. And she put this tulsi leaves on her mouth. In the evening, like 4:30 or 5 o'clock, suddenly she became sick. All day she was happy, peaceful. She became sick and she lay down on the bed. And she was feeling shivering. And husband and daughter was feeling fear. And they were chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They were chanting Bij Mantra Plat Narasimha Dev. When she closed her mouth, teeth like this, very hard, no can open, then one devotee put his finger inside Mataji's teeth and opened mouth and put Ganga water and tulsi leaves. After that, she Hare Krishna. This is glorious death, devotee's glorious death. If you have desire to come to Vrindavan, to left your body, Krishna will fulfill your desire. 100% guarantee. According to your bhav, your mood, Krishna will fulfill your desire. She had desire. She come to Vrindavan. She will live in Vrindavan. She will die in Vrindavan. Bhishma Dev, he left his body during Uttarayan time, right? He was waiting for Uttarayan. And this Mataji also left during Uttarayan time. How Lord Krishna arranged for her to change her body? We should be very careful in our sadhana. We should be very careful to follow the spiritual master instruction. Then one day we will be go back to home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments regarding on this topic? Mataji has questions. From Srila Prabhupada lecture, fifth skanda, Hawk civilization. Hawk civilization, that's lecture name Hawk civilization. Srila Prabhupada gave this lecture here in Krishna Balaram temple. Mataji has question. Srimad Bhagavatam
5.5.17 1976.
Actually, we are suffering in this material world, although we are in devotional service. We had like this karma together. Krishna give little karma. Suppose cut the neck, Krishna cut the finger. Like this you can remove your karma. Is that okay?
One question, if possible.
Please.
You were saying about asking for the mercy of the Guru, that this is not the way to approach. Sometimes performing direct service to the Guru is almost impossible because the Guru may have so many disciples or contact might be a little difficult. So trying to study the mood of the Guru and serving the mood of the Guru, in that way can we also achieve the mercy of the Guru?
We should follow our authority, because temple authority is representative of Guru. We should follow our temple authority, senior Vaishnavas. Is that clear? Hare Krishna. Prabhu has question. Mataji has. Prabhu first. Yes, please. Actually, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Anta Kale Cha Mameva Ismaran Makta Kalevaram. During Antim Kal, if he remember Krishna, he will go to Taddam Paramam Mama. But Bhishma Dev was waiting for Uttarayan. Uttarayan is auspicious. So time is over. Yes, Mataji. This is the last question.
Thank you.
In the group, Mataji. In the devotees association. In Iskon Bindavan Goshala. We had very nice association. Okay, so time is over. Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Hare Krishna.